But moving on now, a wave of attacks launched by international satellite companies against Iranian channels has raised eyebrows even among non-Iranian news circles. This comes as Iranian officials have condemned the move as a manifestation of the West's double standards. Press TV's Salman Kujuri has this report.
New measure to violate freedom of speech. The campaign against Iranian media outlets continues as several international satellite providers stopped the broadcast of a number of Iranian channels, including Press TV. The satellite providers have even targeted the entertainment channel iFilm, which airs Iranian TV dramas and movies. Intelsat, among other satellite companies, has ordered its service providers to take Iranian channels off the air. Although some of these providers are still broadcasting the channels, Intelsat has admitted that its decision was made based on an order from the Office of Foreign Assets Control of the U.S. Department of Treasury. Experts say the campaign against Iranian media violates Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which promotes media freedoms.
At the press conference, director of Press TV newsroom Hamidreza Emadi has condemned the move as illegal.
They're taking Iranian channels off the air. They're saying that it's because of the U.S. sanctions in particular. When you look at the sanctions, you see that sanctions have been imposed on the Iranian National Broadcasting Corporation because of one particular TV program that's been aired on the Iranian TV. And for that one TV program, the whole Iranian media community comes under sanctions, and they take all Iranian channels off the air. That's not fair. That's not legal. And we are taking legal action against that.
The International Telecommunications Satellite Organization, however, has called on Intelsat and the United States not to ban Iranian media. Now, Iranian officials are scheduled to meet with ITSO and Intelsat authorities to discuss how the decision can be revised. Iranian Minister of Culture has called the move manifestation of double standards of the West.
It was totally an illegal act because despite having contracts, once in a while we witness such illegal behavior from the West. This indicates that despite their claims of defending freedom of speech, they violate its principles and it's indeed a double standard policy. Moreover, it shows that the Iranian media have been quite influential in different parts of the world, and those who take Iranian channels off the air cannot hear the truth.
Analysts believe the move runs counter to the principles of freedom of speech.
As a journalist with almost 4 years of experience, I'm against any measure which violates freedom of speech. The sanctions imposed on Iranian channels have raised this question in my mind as to what would have the West done if the same thing had happened to CNN, BBC, Reuters and ABC News. But when it comes to Iran, no company or organization shows any reaction toward this issue, and this is not fair.
Iranian channels have already been banned by Eutelsat, which acted upon the order of its Israeli CEO, Michel Derrison.
All media experts know that this is the work of Zionist lobbies, particularly those active in the U.S. They're putting pressure on the U.S. government. They're putting pressure on certain European governments. They're asking them to put Iranian channels under sanctions and take them off the air. The reason for that: Iranian channels' coverage of the Gaza war, Iranian channels' coverage of the atrocities against the Palestinian people, of the atrocities committed by the Israelis against people in the region.
The move against Iran by these companies is considered as violation of satellite rules under which all nations have the right to use satellite, with the audience entitled to receive information from any source they desire. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.